you have a favorite hymn, just call out or raise your hand and I'll pick you and we'll talk about the title and the hymn number and how many verses you'd like. Diana, ladies first. 457?
Me? Yeah. 487.
Oh, 487.
First and last, please.
First and last of Amazing Grace. In your bulletin, it says, sit or stand as the Spirit moves you. Sometimes certain hymns make you want to stand up. Sometimes it's really nice to sit down for them. So whatever you're most comfortable with, that's what you should do.
Thank you.
What a friend we have in Jesus. And which verses?
First two.
Thank you.
did do a good job.
Thank you.
You're good singers.
It is a joy to play a pump with you. What fun. Thank you for putting up with my attempts. It is a beloved time of prayer, that sacred time when we as a collection of people speak to God, worship God, tell God how grateful we are and how much we love what God has done for us. And it is a time when we ask God to help us with the big problems and all of the tiny ones too. What are your prayer requests today?
For the last many weeks, we've been praying for a few people. One of them is David Searles. John, I don't know if you want to report any more on what I, other than what I have. He was doing very well, but apparently he had a little hiccup this morning, and so he may be in the hospital a little bit longer than they thought. So to certainly keep David and his wife Pam in our prayers, who would ordinarily be sitting right there. And then the other person is Claudia. She had fallen, was found out to have several issues. She is no longer in the nursing home. She was in New Hampshire. But she could not get into a nursing home in Birmingham. Her insurance would not take care of it. So she is now home. She's got some family who are in and out to help her. But just for a continued speedy recovery for Claudia.
Thank you.
Yes.
The fires in OA.
Heavenly Father, you know each one of us from inside out and upside down. You formed us, you brought us to this earth. You have given us our gifts, and you have asked us to serve you. But so much of life is made up of problems. This happens, that happens. It is not always easy to stay focused on you. So we relish the times of the day when we can stop and say, okay, it's time for a conversation with God. And that's when you tenderly smile at us and invite us to talk to you. You know each person in this beautiful little town and each person that supports this lovely church. We ask for your blessing upon the church, upon this town. If it wasn't for this church and this town, then the United States of America would be incomplete. So thank you for what you have given and what you have done and the people you have given to this place. We pray for David and his wife, Pam. We pray for healing. We pray for minute by minute assurance that he will know that he is safe, that you are always there. We pray for Claudia. We pray for the ongoing saga of trying to figure out where Claudia should live. Be with the people who are guiding her and helping her. May it be that she finds just the right place. And while that's happening, help her with every little ache and every little sore place on her body. Take care of her and heal her. We pray for our fellow Americans on the beautiful island of Maui, for the folks who had to run from a fire and jump into the ocean. We pray for the survivors that when they look upon the carnage of their beautiful town and maybe see their own homes destroyed, we pray that somehow there will be little spots of hope that will come into their hearts. This is a life-changing time for many of them. They will need to find new ways, new places. They will need to create new stories. Take care of them. Take care of the responders who are trying to help. We know that it will be hard and frustrating to try to accomplish even the most essential tasks. But we know that you are there. We have had fellow Americans in dangerous circumstances before, and you have always been with them, and you have guided them forth. You have helped them to create news. And now, a prayer from Peter Marshall, that great Scotsman. You have invited us to ask, to seek, to knock, answering and assuring me that if I ask, it shall be given unto me. If I seek, I will find. If I knock, it will be opened unto me. Help me to believe that, O God. Give me the faith to ask, knowing that I shall receive. Give me the faith to seek, believing that I shall surely find God. Give me the faith and the persistence to knock, knowing that it shall be indeed opened unto me. Help me to live the Christian life in daring faith and humble trust, that there may be worked out in me, even in me, your righteousness and goodness, with a sense of adventure. future, I make this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. And this is where we find Jesus telling us the Sermon on the Mount, where we learn about the Beatitudes. So we're going to start with verse number 10 and go through 16. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is truly the word of the Lord.
Subjects speak well of him.
like, and given to kind of quick bursts of temper. So one day he asked his three daughters, "How much do you love me?" Why, his first daughter said, "Father, I love you more than life itself." A second one said, "Oh, Father, I love you more than God the Creator." And the third one said, "I love you more than salt and bread." Salt and bread! Immediately, his anger burst forth. His daughter loved him only as much as the most common things of the earth, salt and bread. That's not loving him that much. And in a rage, he banned her from the palace. She would no longer be his daughter, and he sent her out to fend for herself. He called the guards and he said, "Make sure that she never comes back." Why, the daughter was confused, upset. But what could she do? She was banned, so for the next 3 days and 3 nights, she wandered through the forest. During the day, she would forage for berries and roots to eat. At nighttime, she would climb up into a tree and stay, lest the wild animals find her. On the fourth day, there was a king from a neighboring kingdom who was riding his horse. He had his dogs with him, and as he was riding, all of a sudden those dogs got very excited about something. They started yipping and yapping, yipping and yapping, and they went to this one tree, and he found his dogs just going round and round and round the bottom of that tree, yipping and yapping, yipping and yapping. The king looked up into the tree expecting to see maybe a bear cub or an animal of some kind. You can imagine his surprise when he saw a young woman. She was crying. She was petrified. He gently coaxed her to come down. "Come down. You can go to my palace. The queen and I will take care of you." So she got down. She went with him. And indeed, he and the queen brought her into their home. They took care of her, and they grew to love her. Now, because this is a folk tale, there was a prince in that family. And of course, the prince and the princess fell in love. The king and the queen were very, very happy with this. They loved this young woman. A large, spectacular wedding was planned, followed by a grand feast. Invitations were sent to all of the and her sisters would also receive an invitation. So she planned to have a very special table just for them at the wedding feast. Sure enough, all of the people in the neighboring kingdoms came. The girl's father and her two sisters were ushered to their own special table. The food started to come, and it was very good, but the king commented right away, there's something missing here. Why, there isn't even any salt on the table, and where's the bread? There's no bread. The prince's bride made her way to each of the tables, thanking her guests for coming. And when she got to her own family's table, her father did not recognize her. And the father spoke up and said, "Thank you for this grand feast, but I must say you have forgotten the most essential, the most common of items." "Oh," she said, "and what is it I forgot?" "Why, you forgot salt and bread. How could you forget that, the most simple of what we have on our tables, but the most precious?" And she said, "One time, some time ago, I told my very own father that I loved him more than I loved salt and bread. And for that, he banned me, he sent me away, and I have never been invited back." Oh, the father began to realize. He took a very close look at her face. This was indeed his daughter. He jumped up, he embraced her, he held her close, and he apologized and said, "From the first day you left, I have always regretted what I have done." And she said, "Because I told you that I loved you more than the most essential, the most precious of what we have, salt and bread." And then he began to realize the message that she had given to him, that the simplest, the most common, are the most precious to us. He understood. They reconciled as a family and had many, many years of happiness ahead. I started thinking about the phrase, "Ye are the salt of the earth," way back in January. I was thinking about it, and I wrote a poem about it. I would like to share that poem with you now. The good book says, "Ye are the salt of the earth." But I say, too much salt can cause high blood pressure. So, a necessity of life, used for seasoning, cleansing, preservation, and medicinal cures. Insufficient salt can create dangerous deficiencies in the human body. Too much salt can create conditions leading to high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. Moderation is the watchword for the human's consumption of salt. The good book compares me to salt. The good book compares us to salt. We are to be the salt of the earth. We can be seasoning for another, adding flavor to a relationship. We can serve as agents of cleansing, preservation, and physical cure. But too much of us can create destructive conditions in our relationships with friends, community, and society. Therefore, let it be known on this day and all ensuing days, we must resolve to abide by the Goldilocks rule of salt, to be not too much salt, not too little salt, just the right amount of salt. Thank you.